Item 1178.
Authorize a competitive solicitation and contracting with the lowest responsive and responsible bidder for construction of the Leach Upper Garden Development Project.
Commissioner Fish.
Mayor and colleagues, this ordinance is the culmination of 5 years of planning, design, and fundraising by multiple partners who have a shared vision for improving Leach Garden, an iconic place in East Portland. By having Portland Parks and Recreation move forward with the Leach Upper Garden Development Project, Park continues its commitment to closing the recreation and open space gaps in East Portland. Ross Swanson, Portland Parks and Recreation Project Manager, is here to give us a brief presentation. Good morning, or good afternoon.
Thank you, Commissioner Fish, Mayor, Council Members. I'm the Capital Project Manager with Parks and Rec for Leach Botanical Garden. I'm here today to seek permission to go out to bid for the Leach Garden Upper Garden Development Project. The project's been in development since 2014 and is a collaborative effort between Parks and Rec, Leach Botanical Leach Garden Friends, Prosper Portland, and Metro. It's been a very successful partnership between the agencies and the nonprofit. Leach Garden Friends has successfully raised $1.26 million in the project as part of a challenge grant put forth by Commissioner Fritz. Other project funding comes from Metro, Prosper Portland, Parks STC, and the resulting in a total project budget of $9.8 million. So, there's all my notes.
Can you put that in full view?
The scope of the...
Ross, excuse me, could you make that larger? Thank you.
Sorry, guys.
There we go. Thank
there
you.
We go. Okay. The scope of the work for this project will include improved infrastructure and utilities for the garden, an aerial tree walk, as you saw on the previous slide, community open spaces, which includes a fireplace terrace and a gathering green that's demonstrated above, habitat and pollinator garden. The project is currently working its way through permits and is preparing to go to bid this winter. In order to do so, we're here to receive authorization from Council. And the current opinion of cost for the construction contract is approximately $6.4 million with a moderate level of confidence. I'm here to answer any questions.
Public testimony?
No one signed up.
Please call the roll.
You Daly?
Well, thank you, Commissioner Fritz and Commissioner Fish. I love this garden. This is such an exciting project, and I'm just excited to follow it every step of the way. I vote aye.
Fritz.
Thank you for your presentation and all your work on this project. This is an extremely exciting project, and Leach Botanical Garden is a hidden jewel in outer southeast Portland that we hope to become less hidden and more accessible and even more well-visited. For decades, community members have visited the garden to gather, learn about horticultural and environmental sustainability, and find respite from the city. It was what founders John and Lilla Leach envisioned for the property. This Upper Garden Development Project will carry on the legacy, and I'm particularly excited about the accessible pathways that will be built. Thanks to Leach Garden Friends, Metro, and Prosper Portland for your funding contributions to make this project become a reality. Thanks to Portland Parks and Recreation. Aye.
Fish.
You know, as a parent, I'm not supposed to favor one child over another. And so as a parks commissioner, I'm not supposed to have one partner that I prefer over another. But I want to join with my colleagues in celebrating the real importance of Leach Botanical Garden, not only to our city, but to an underserved part of our city in East Portland. And we got some good news recently. The old Phoenix drugstore that is on
Foster.
That had been in disrepair for a long time, which is where the Leeches had their drugstore, is now the subject of a preservation effort led by Rick Michelson, of course, and others. And that's one of my favorite buildings, and it's my colleagues know it because it's the last building you see before you head over to the Firefighters Association for your endorsement meeting. And it's a beautiful building that someday will be restored, hopefully, to its great glory. There are many ways that we can support Leach Garden, colleagues. For example, if you're doing an event or you know someone who wants to do an event, you can rent space at Leach Garden. So, for example, My team has decided that when we do our retreat to make our agenda for next year, we're going to do it at Leech. I see Commissioner.
I think we're doing that too.
Udaly is saying she's going to do that as well. It's a modest fee, but it's also another way of giving back and supporting what they're doing. I want to thank Commissioner Fritz, who had the great benefit during her tenure of one of the great bull markets on SDC revenue that we've ever seen in the city that go to parks. And she invested quite a lot of money in the future success of this vision for Leech Botanical Garden. And just like Washington Park is a treasure on the west side of the river and has amenities that are citywide in focus, this is a on the other side of the river and is also a citywide treasure. I am so pleased that we're getting started by taking this action and putting out a solicitation. I thank the staff at Portland Parks and Rec for their commitment to this project, and I thank my colleague, Commissioner Fritz, for the work she did to get us to this point, and I'm proud to vote aye.
Saltzman.
Well, this is a fantastic master plan for Leech Botanical Garden. It's really exciting, and I'm happy that we're, you know, getting started on making that master plan a reality. Aye.
Wheeler.
It's a stunning vision. Thank you, everybody who worked so hard. I vote aye. Ordinance is adopted. We